Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Greetings and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. In the beginning, God spoke. He spoke all things into being with His all-powerful Word. And God created humanity with two ears so that we might listen to what He has to say. And everything was good until humanity stopped listening to God. But as soon as we stopped listening to what God had to say to us, God started seeking us. He came calling, "Adam, Adam, where are you?" But Adam and Eve tried to hide from God, but God sought them out, and He found them and dealt graciously with them according to His word of promise found in Genesis 3:15. Throughout the Old Testament, God never stopped speaking to His people, who never stopped sinning. He instructed Noah to build an ark so that he might be delivered from judgment. He called Abraham to leave his homeland, and He promised him a son. He spoke to Moses from the burning bush, and He instructed him to go down to Egypt and deliver His people from the hand of Pharaoh. Samuel heard His voice in a whisper, and He became the great judge of Israel. The prophets proclaimed, "And thus says the Lord." God continued to call His people to repentance, and He urged them to bring the nations of the world with them to listen to His word of reconciliation. Jesus, He is the Word who was made flesh, and He is the ultimate expression of God's desire to lovingly communicate with us. He came to His own. He is Emmanuel, God with us, and He called to us to repent and to believe in Him as Savior. He is the Good Shepherd who calls His sheep by name, so that when we hear our voice, we follow Jesus. And He opens our deaf ears so that we might listen to God's word. After His resurrection, Jesus spoke to His church, and He commissioned her to speak to those who refuse to listen to God's word. We are to proclaim the law in order that sinners might repent and turn to God. We are to proclaim the gospel in order to comfort those same sinners and assure them of the forgiveness of their sins through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We have been sent into the world to make disciples by baptizing and teaching, by preaching repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and by forgiving or retaining those sins. God, through the work of His church, continues to cry out to the fallen world, "Where are you?" Now, this is not a cry for information, but rather, it is a call for people to return to the place they belong, in fellowship with God. But to receive faith, sinners must listen. And for sinners to listen, the word of God has to be proclaimed to them. In the book of Acts, we read the common rephrase, "The word of the Lord grew." It is God's word, and God caused the growth of His word through the preaching of repentance and forgiveness in Jesus' name. God's saving word is communicated through the means of His church. The Holy Spirit uses the church as His voice to transmit God's law and God's gospel to all who will listen. The church exists for conversation. God speaks to His people through His word, and we respond to Him with our prayers, praise, and thanksgiving. The church is bound together by a desire to listen to God's word. God's people converse with each other as we encourage and support one another as the body of Christ. And God's people also speak the words of forgiveness of Jesus to the unbelieving world through what we say and through what we do when we interact with those outside the walls of the church building. The church is not the church unless it is listening to the Word of God. The church is not the church unless it seeks the lost with the Word of God. The two go inseparably together because our God is a God who speaks and seeks. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have spoken to us through your word, and that you have sent your word, Jesus Christ, to seek and to save the lost. It is in his name we pray. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.